ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Mordechai Linzer. Maseches Avodah Zarah is dedicated in loving memory of Mr. Chaim Muscat by his daughter, Mrs. Barbara Monash.
Avodah Zarah Daf Samech Tes. Welcome back, everyone. Today we are continuing, the beginning of the Gemara continues the sugya of Neis and Tam Lefgam. A few more lines. These are very important lines. We'll learn out some important Yesedis in Isra V'Heter. Then we continue on to other topics afterwards. Gemara is still continuing the sugya of a mouse that falls in to food. Is it called Neisim Tam L'Shvach or Neisim Tam L'Fgam? Gemara says it has a suffix when a mouse falls into vinegar, to challah. Because Rashi explains, because the vinegar has a strong taste, so maybe there an achbar is considered Neisim Tam L'Shvach and not Neisim Tam L'Fgam. Gemara brings a story that it was usher. That Rav Kahana said that it was usher, so it's a raya that is eisen tam l'shvach. And Mar says there's no raya. Hahu imratute imartit. It could be that really a mouse, even in vinegar, is eisen tam l'fgam. That mouse was imrute imartit. So what do these words mean? Imrute imartit. Rashi says lechatichos dakois ketanois v'sheret isurei bekadosha ketumasai v'chayshina dilma b'leya chatichos sheret b'hadei chlimetz. So Rashi explains that it was cut into small pieces, and therefore we have to worry that you're going to swallow these pieces of the sheretz b'hadei chlimetz. We'll get back to Rashi's shot in a second. That's a big topic. Rashi explains the words imratute imartit. Rashi says that means it's cut into small pieces. The Rishonim bring another pshat in the words imrute imartit. They say that it means that its skin fell off. This mouse that was found in the chaymetz in the story, it did not have its skin on it. And therefore, it's going to be usher. Why will that be usher? So the Ran says that because it doesn't have its skin on it, that means it was there in the chaymetz for a very long time. It can hear the while sitting in the chaymetz, that's what made its skin fall off. Because it was there for such a long time, then it could be that it is nice in time l'shvach. Meaning when it's just there for a short time, Neisim Tam L'Fgam, but when it sits there for a long time, then it's Neisim Tam L'Shvach. That's what the Ran says. Or the Ran also brings the Raivid that also learned the translation the same way, that its skin fell off. The Raivid says a different pshato. The Raivid says that an achbar is considered Neisim Tam L'Fgam is only because of its skin. Just the meat, the body of the achbar would be Neisim Tam L'Shvach. But because it comes with its skin, the skin is Neisim Tam L'Fgam. So here in this vinegar, and you found the mouse without its skin, so then it's going to be Neisim Tam L'Shvach, because the basar of the achbar is always Neisim Tam L'Shvach. Only when it has on it also the skin, that makes it Neisim Tam L'Fgam. So just a very interesting point here in the Raivid about a regular achbar. It comes out that the Raivid, when a regular achbar falls in, really, if I would just focus on the basar of the achbar, it would be Neisim Tam L'Shvach. But because at the same time, the skin is falling in, and the skin makes it that it's Neisim Tam L'Fgam. Why do we look at it that way? If let's say if an isser falls into my food, and the isser is Neisim Tam L'Shvach, some basar chazer falls into my chalent, it'd be Neisim Tam L'Shvach. But at the same time, something else disgusting falls into the chalent. And at the end of the day, the chalent doesn't taste good. But beside the iser, the challenge would taste better. The only reason that it has a tam pogum is something else fell in at the same time, and that was poking the tam. So for sure we say that the iser is neisim tam l'shvach, and the challenge is aser. It's irrelevant the fact that something else fell in at the same time to make it neisim tam l'fgam. As long as the challenge is still edible, we spoke about it before. If the challenge became inedible, then it's tam and avelish in ruyu lager. And even an iser mamish, when it's inedible, it becomes mutter. But if the chalent is still edible, it just tastes worse than it tasted before. And there are two things that fell in at the same time, and the iser made it l'shvach, and the other thing made it l'fgam, then for sure then the chalent should be aser. So how come, according to the Raivid, that the metzias is that really the achbar, the basar of the achbar, is neisim tam l'shvach? Just, it's the skin that makes it neisim tam l'fgam. So when achbar falls in with its skin, why is it mutter? Well, let's look at the basar of the achbar, and that should make it aser. So it must be that the Ravid holds that when a mouse falls in, we don't see two different objects. We don't see the basar of the achbar and this and the aura of the achbar, the skin of the achbar. We don't look at the mouse as having a separation between its meat and its skin. There's one mouse. There's one mouse, and the mouse, lamaisa, with its skin, the mouse meaning the meat and the skin together, that's a mouse. And the mouse is nice and tam levgam. When two different things fall in, so then we could look at each one independently, and we have to see what the Isser did. But here, the mouse, we don't see the mouse as being two different objects. And there's just one mouse, and that mouse is nice and tam levgam. This is in the Mahalach of the Rishonim, that in Ratute Yemarite means that it fell in without its skin, and that we saw two different drachim. The Ran explains that it means that the chaymetz made the skin fall off, so it must have been there for such a long time, and after such a long time that it could be that it is nice in tam lishvach. And the Ravid says, I know that mouse fell in without its skin, and the basar of the mouse by itself is always nice in tam lishvach. That's the halacha of the Rishonim. But Rashi says not that way, and that most Rishonim go with Rashi, and that's what passing the halacha. And this is a very fascinating topic that comes here from this Rashi. Rashi explains that in Rutute Yemarit it means that it was chatichos dakos, small pieces, and the shir v'sheret is ba'kadosha, ketumasai, and therefore we're choishish that you're swallowing pieces of the sherets with the chaymetz. So the numerous points about this Rashi. The first, a small point, is that Rashi says that the isser of eating shirotzim is b'kadosha. That adosha is a lentil, very small shear. Most mecholas asurais are b'kezayis, but a sheretz, its shear is kadosha kitumasai. Just like tumas of the shmoyne shrotzim. The Mara says that if you touch a sheretz when it's dead, one of the shmoyne shrotzim, so as long as it is the size of an adosha of a lentil, you are tamei. So Rashi learns out that huadin the itzur of achilas shrotzim is also b'kadosha. Rabbi Krieger here in Gilgan Hashas is mitzayin etayzin yivamis and asks on Rashi that you don't learn out the shear of the isser from the shear of the tumah, because by the isser of eating shirotzim it says achila, and achila always entails a kizayis. How come here Rashi holds that the shear of the eating shirotzim is also kadasha? No, you need an achila of a kizayis. So that's Teizin Yevamis argues on Rashi. But Teizin Zvachim Daf Kovav, and also the Teizin Rosh there in Yevamis, see that Rashi doesn't mean by all shrotzim that Shira Achila is b'ke'adosha. Rashi goes only by the Shmoyne Shrotzim. Meaning there are Shmoyne Shrotzim that the Torah says in Parashas Shmini that are Metame, Choylet Achbar Tzav, Anoka, Koyach, Letah, Choymet, V'tinshomes, like the Pasuk says there. These Shmoyne Shrotzim are Metame, but all other Shrotzim, all other bugs, ants and flies and all those things which are called Shrotzim, they're not Metame. They're also to eat them, you're also to eat all Shrotzim, but they're not Metame. So only by the Shmoyne Shrotzim, which are Metame, and their sheer Tumah is Be'adasha, so also the sheer of their Isser Achila is also Be'adasha. Rashi learned this out from the Sukkim Me'ila Daf Tezayin, as his makar and Rishayim say, that by shrotzim tumeim, their shir achilas is bekadosha. So that's Rashi says that, and one of the shmoyne shrotzim is an achbar, right? One of the shmoyne shrotzim is an achbar, referring to an achbar in our sugya, and that's why it's shir achila, the isra achila is bekadosha. But the Rishayim here have a big question on Rashi. Let's say that's true, that the shir of achila shrotzim tumeim is bekadosha. But why in our sugya are we focusing dafka on we need a sheer shalim of getting an isser, malkis? Also a chati sheer is asr min ha-Torah. The Ridva and the Ran ask on Rashi. We pass in sugya Newman and other places brought down that machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, and Rabbi Yochanan says that you need a rice, it's asr to eat even at less than a whole sheer. The only reason we need a sheer is to get malkis. So for us it's good enough that it's asr. In our sugya, as long as you're eating part of the sheretz, so it's aser. So why does Rashi need dafka the inyan of a sheer shalim? So the Chassam Sofer in our sugya, and also the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Kuf Samach Gimel, say fascinating aside that we saw in yesterday's daf that metam shratzim are considered mos. Shratzim are considered, at least an achbar, is considered disgusting. It's not in that roi la'achila. And simple Torah answered it. Now say it's a chiddushu. It's a chiddush that it's usher. That's why the Gemara held that even when it's nice and tam lefkam, it should be usher. But we see that everyone agrees that the ikr isser of eating a sheretz, of eating an achbar, is a chiddush. Because it's davar mos, and simple Torah answered it. In Cain, there's no din of chati shir asher min ha'tehira. Why is that? Because the Gemara says in Yuma, the reason that chati shir is asher min ha'tehira is because it's chazi litztarufei. Because when you eat a little bit of nevela right now, and you wait another minute, and you eat the rest of the kezias, so then they're mitztaref. The achilav could be mitztaref in the shir kedei achilas pras. So therefore the Torah asked even the beginning of the achila, even though you never went to conclude your achila to finish up eating the kezias, because you did something which could be concluded and it could be continued, and therefore for completing the Maisa Aveira, so Torah asked even the beginning of it. That's what the Gemara says in Yuma, that's the reason why Chatzis Shir is Asher Minat Torah. So say the Chassam Sofer and the Minchas Chinuch that here when achila is a chiddush, when it's something which you should not be chayiv an minasvara, because it's davar mos. So here there's no din of tziruf. Here, if you eat a half a shear of a sheretz, and then you can b'teichidei achilas pras, you continue eating it, there will not be mitzarif. You have to eat the whole shear bebas achas, and because you have to eat the whole shear bebas achas, so therefore it cannot be mitzarif. So there's also no chati shear. Because chati shir is based on the fact that it could be mitzarif. This yisoid is they bring from the Gemara in Chulin, that the Gemara in Chulin Nafkuv Gimel and Beis says that Eivor Menachai is a chiddush, because the Torah asked Eivor Menachai not only eating the basar of the animal, you have to eat basar gidim v'atzamos. You have to also eat the veins and the bones of the animal that are in the Eivor in order to be chayiv. And gidim and atzamos are not considered roi la'achila. They're not normally edible. And here, for Eivor Menachai, the Torah is only mechayiv by also eating the gidim and atzamos. So because it's a chiddush, therefore it's not mitztarif. The Rashi learns there that you eat a half a kezayis of Eivor Menachai, and then a minute later you eat the other half a kezayis of Eivor Menachai, so they're not mitztarif. Because the whole eating of Eivor Menachai is an achila mechudeshes. It should not be considered an achila. So only when you eat in basachas. Here it wasn't said the din that it could be mitzaref b'teichidei achilas pras. So that's where in the Gemara there legabe Eivor Menachai. So say the Minchas Chinuch and the Chassam Sofer, the same yisoid legabe shrotzen, the shrotzen that are mos, and it should not be considered an achila. So the only time that we find that it's called an achila is if you do it b'basachas. But if you do it b'zeacharze, even though it's b'teichidei achilas pras, it will not be mitzaref. And because it will not be mitzdarif, therefore also there's no din of chatishir asur min ha'teira. Because the din of chatishir asur min ha'teira is based on the fact that it will be mitzdarif. But it's still not clear why does Rashi need dafkan isur daraisa. Let it not be an isur daraisa. Let it be at least an isur drabanon. Rish Lakish holds that chatishir is not asur min ha'teira, but it's asur midrabanon. Okay, let it be an isur drabanon. It still should be asur to eat over here. When I said fell in, and you're going to eat this sheretz, so it's going to be usher. It could be lefidus mahalach of the achrayim of the Chassam Sofer and the Minchas Chinuch, that just like lefidus Rabbi Yechanan, there's no isra daraisa because it won't be mitzdarif. It might be that there's no isra drabanan either. It's possible to say that Reish Lakish says that chatzishir is usher midrabanan is also because midrabanan were chayshish of chazilut tarufe. Midrabanan we are worried that you'll be mitzdarif. But in a case where it's not Shaykh Sirif Bichlal, that you're talking that there's no Isser Bichlal. There's no Isser of Chatzishir, even Midrabanan. So therefore, in order to find an Isser, when you're eating a small amount, Rashi needed to go to the Isser Daraisa. Because there's no Isser Darabanan here. There's no Isser of Chatzishir, Midaraisa or Midrabanan. So in order to explain why there's an Isser Bichlal, Rashi said because the Shir is Bekaadasha, and therefore you could be over an Isser. That could be according to the Chassam Sofer and the Minchas Chinuch. However, that's not the end of the story with this Rashi. This Rashi has a whole tumult. It starts from the Ramah. The Ramah in Siman Kuf Dalet, and the Shulchan Aruch brings down this din. The Shulchan Aruch brings down the din that an achbar is normally noisin tam lefkam, but in sheikhar and chaymet, in beer and in vinegar, We have a suffix whether it's Nesin Tam L'Shvach or Nesin Tam L'Fgam. So therefore, you have to be Machmir. It says the Shulchan Aruch, it's only if it gives Tam. It's the way that it can give Tam if it fell in when the food was hot or it stayed in 24 hours, the Klal of Kavush or Yukim Avushal. When Rechosh said that it gave Tam, then it's Asur. But if it fell in and there's no Chashash that it gave Tam, so then it's okay. Unless there are pieces of the Sheretz inside, like Rashi says here, and then it's Asur. That's the Shulchan Aruch and Simukov Daud. So says that's the Mechaber. Says the Ramon, V'davka b'sheretz yesh lochush in nishar sham, shlo yuchol haitziyoy. Av b'shari surin ein lochush. That if another itzer falls into my beer or my chaymitz or any other food in a way that's not nice in tam, so it's okay, it's batal b'shishim, even though the itzer is still there and I can't get it out. But it's batal b'shishim and I can eat it. And so I have little small pieces of chazer that are in my beer, and I can't pull them out, so I can drink the beer. But by a sheretz, that falls into the beer, so then, if I can't get it out, then it's asr. That is the Rama. So now this is a very big machlekes here in the Nosa Kalim, between the Taz and the Shach, and everyone that comes after them. The Taz says that the Rama made a big mistake. What the Rama says is incorrect. No. If the food is there, if there are pieces, small pieces of Isser in your heter, and you cannot separate them, it's always going to be Isser. We don't care whether it's a Sheretz, whether it's any other Isser. As long as the Isser is there in a way that it's inseparable, it's not called a Taravis. As long as you can see the Isser, by the fact that you can see it, so that does not consider it a Taravis. Taravis is when the Isser is unrecognizable. We've mentioned in the previous dapim that there are two types of taravis, and there's taravis of lach belach, where the isser falls in and it gives tam, like an isser is cooking and it falls in, or even in a drink, if I have water and wine falls into it. So now maybe it changes the color a little bit, but I don't see which part is wine and which part is water. Now it's all just one big mixture of diluted wine. So I can't see which part is the wine and which part is the water. It's also taravis of yavesh biyavesh, when I have a few different pieces of meat in front of me, and I just don't know which one of them is the Isser. But here, where you could see the Isser, just you can't separate it, so it's not called a Taravis, and it's not Shaykh any Bitum. That's the opinion of the Taz. Taz brings this Yisraelism before in the Rambam. The Rambam talks about when you have an Isser and a Heter that are stuck to each other, and they cannot be separated, but you could see which one is which. So then the Rambam says, it's not Shaykh Bitum. Because the Isser is Nikr. Isser is Nikr, even though it can't be separated from the Heter, so it's not Shaykh Bitum. The Rashba, I saw argues on the Rambam over there, says the Taz, they're referring to a case when they cannot be separated at all. So then the Rashba holds that because they're stuck to each other, so that it can never be separated, so it's already became like one entity, and it is Shaykh Bitum. But here, the piece of the achbar could be separated. When you're eating them, you get a piece of achbar in your mouth, which is not doesn't have to be part of the chaymetz. So in this case, it's the fact that it's difficult to separate, and you can't separate on your own. Only when it comes into your mouth, you taste it. But you taste the achbar separate from the chaymetz. So then will not be shaykh abit. So the Taz learns that that's Yisoid of Rashi and Arsugya. The Rashi means that the reason that the Isser, the Achbar here, the Isser is because it's not Shaykh HaTaravis. The parts of the Achbar are always considered independent. And they're never bottled into the Chaymetz. And that's why it's Asr. Says the Taz, that the Rashi brought in that you're going to get Malkus for it. Rashi came to show how Chamor it is. It's not Stam and Isser Chatishir. You could even have an Isser Shalim over here. Because the Isser of Achbar is so small, it's Bekadasha, so you can even get an Isser Shalim. But even in cases when we don't have the Isser Shalim, even if it would only be Asr because of Chatz Yishir, that would suffice to say that it's Asr. This is the opinion of the Taz. Shachar argues, he agrees with the Rama, that Rashi is only Machmir by his Sheretz. The Shach says, because we were talking about a case when it's not able to separate the Sheretz from the Chaymetz. The Shach speaks out, and I forgot to mention it also in the Taz, but that we're referring to a case when we're talking about chaymetz, which is thick. See, chaymetz, which is very, like our vinegar that you buy in the store, is liquidy, and you have pieces of a sheretz that fall in, so it's very easy to take it out. We're talking about thick chometz, and therefore you cannot separate the sheretz from the chometz. In the opinion of the Shach, as long as it cannot be separated, it is called a taharavis, and therefore it would be batal. It should be batal. By other Yisurim, it is batal amaisa. That a sheretz is not batal over here, is because the shear of a sheretz is bekadasha, so it's similar to a beria. See in a second, it's similar to a beria, and then from midrabanan we said it's not batal. Midarais over here, it should be batal, because you have a whole shear, you might be eating a whole shear of a sheretz, which is bekadasha. So therefore, we said here we gave it a chumra that it is not batal. To speak out the din of beria, the Rishonim in Chulin and other places give many klalim of what's called a beria. One of the most basic things they say is a beria is only when you have the full object. It's kibriyasi. When the same way that is created, it's all in its entire entity. The whole thing is here. So when something is cut up, even if you eat both parts of it, but as long as it's cut up, it's no longer called a beria. And even though you're eating a shir shalit, even though you're eating a kezayis of an iser, but as long as it's not kibriyasi and kitsurasi, so it's not the iser of a, it's not the din of a beria. A beria is not batal. But when something is not in its full state, so though it could be batal. So the Shach says that here, Avad, we don't have the normal din of beria, because it's cut up into small pieces. But because it's the sheer shalim of getting malchus for a sheretz, it's bekadasha, so we were machmir to make it like a beria, and therefore it's not batal midrabanan, and it's not batal. So again, according to the Taz, the reason it's not batal is a Svar De'oraisa, that it's not called a Taharoides, because it's even though you can't separate it, but because it's nicker, leinayim, you can see that which part is a sheretz, you know, it's too difficult to separate, so it is not called a Taharoides, and therefore midaraisa, it's not batal. According to the Shach, as long as it is inseparable, so it is called a Taharoides. Reason that it's not batal is din d'rabbanon, and only by a sheretz, because shiurei b'ka'adosha. That is the opinion of the Shach. And the last opinion was in Rashi is the Gra, in Siman Kof Daled. The Gra says that Rashi holds what places in Zvachim and Daf Ayin Beis, that any time the Torah is machmir, to aser less than a kezayis, so it's always called, that shear is called a beria, even though it's not in its complete form. But if the Torah, normally the shear is bekezayis, and here the Torah is machmir, the shear is ba'adasha, so when you're eating there's something which is the size of an adasha, then it's like a beria, and it's not bottom ikaradin, that a beria is not bottom. So those are the three opinions we saw in the Paiskim here at Rashi. The Taz, because no taroides, the Shach, because it's similar to a beria, and the Gra, because it is a beria. And it comes out that lafi the Taz, the chumar of our sugya, is not only by a sheretz, and according to the Shach and the Gra, it's specifically by a sheretz, which is the opinion of the Rama. But what we mentioned earlier from the Chassam Sofer and the Minchas Chinuch, it could be another mahalach similar to the Taz, but a little bit better. According to the Taz, it's lav dafka sheretz, it's hodin everywhere. According to the Chassam Sofer and the Minchas Chinuch, it could be that it's for sure the Isra applies everywhere. But Rashi had to say what he said to explain why sheretz is aser. Because the other Isurim, the reason is because it's not batal, because it's nicker in the Taravis, like the Taz says. But the other Isurim, it's for sure aser, because you could even eat eating a chatzis shir, that's also aser. But by a sheretz, there's no iser of chatzis shir bichlal. So why? What's the problem? As long as you're not, if you're eating less than a kezayis, why is the problem bichlal? It's true, it's not batal, but where you're eating the iser, and that Rashi said that because the shir is bekadasha, so now you'll be over an iser. Here you need to eat the shir shalim because there's no din of chatzis shir. By other isurim, there's a din of chatzis shir, so you don't need the shir shalim. But that's the alderach letans that it's not shaykh bittel over here. So now we learn the two drachim in the Rishonim in the Martute and Martate. According to Rashi, it means it's cut into small pieces. And according to the Raivin and the Ran, it means that the skin fell off. But another point here in this din of Martute and Martate, Taisus asks, he said, how can we eat honey? We eat honey, and at the times of the Rishonim, I guess, when you buy honey from the store, honey came with, you get an extra gift when you buy honey, is it came inside the package of honey were the legs of the bees that got stuck in the honey. And here there are ways of separating the bees from the honey were not as advanced as they are in our times. So in the times of the Rishonim, honey always came with legs of bees inside. So asks Tesis, how can we eat honey? It's in Rotute Yemartit, according to the Mahalach of Rashi, that you have little pieces of the sherets inside. Here also we have little bee legs inside of our honey. So how are we allowed to eat the honey? So Tesis answers that based on a Mishnah, that atzomais of a behema are not mutami ben avela. So you see that bones without meat on them are not considered the animal itself, legabe tuma. So who adin legabe iser? There's no iser of eating atzomais. No problem of eating atzomais, the legs of the bees, just legs, little sticks, right? The legs of the bees. There's no iser in eating them. That's the opinion of Tesis. This mice is a very big topic in the Rishonim. It comes up in the Sugyan Chulan, Daf Tzadiches, and in Shulchan Aruch, in Yerideyasim, and Tzadites, whether there is an Isser of Atzomis of an Isser, Atzomis with no Tam in them, is there an Isser to eat them? The Machaber and Simon Tzadites paskins that they're Mutter, Atzomis are Mutter, and it seems from the Ramother that they're Usser. So the way the Chavis Tassar is the Ramother, that the Atzomis are Usser. But our taste is Mavur, that Atzomis of Isser, of a bee, or of animals, and of treif animals, their atzomis are mutter. This shayla of atzomis is very nogei lemaisa with gelatin. Gelatin is made from bones of animals. Obviously, animals that were not, you know, gelatin that with the hechsher from good kishchitas. You buy your medicine that has gelatin in it, so it comes from animals that obviously were not shechted properly, that are called an avela, and now they use the bones of them to make gelatin. So Rav Aaron Kotler in Mishnas Rav Aaron and Tshuvas, Simon Tezayin and Yud Zayin, tremendous arichus in this topic of gelatin, of whether it's mutter or aser, and he brings there in Simon Yud Zayin and Sifkat and Yud Zayin that those that wanted to be mekel, one of the makaris they brought from our Tesis. The Tesis says that atomas of iser don't have an iser, atomas of bees rather or nevelas are mutter. So too, we can use the gelatin that are come from bones of nevelas. So Rav Aaron says that there's no raya. So Rav Aaron asks a question that in this whole topic in Simon Tzadites, it's brought down there, whether atzomas are mutter or aser. The question there is when you have atzomas of an iser that fall into your pot. You're cooking your kosher food, and now some animal falls in, a mouse, a cat falls in. Or can you when you're counting shishim, can you also count the atzomis of the cat as being mutter? That's the question there. That's the topic over there. So it's asked Rav Aaron that this whole question, no one ever brought the Rambam, it's a Mefurash Rambam in Perek Dalet, Mecholos Asurais, that atzomis are usher. And none of the Pesukim quoted the Shitas Rambam that the atzomis are usher. So Rav Aaron says that even though the Rambam says that they're usher, but there's no malchus. The reason there's no malchus is because they're not roi la'achila. So that's why you don't get malchus. But why are they usher, says Rav Aaron? But when you go and eat the etzem by itself, you go and you ate the etzem, so you're being machshavit. You're saying that you are considering it roi la'achila. So then at least midrabanon, it's usher to eat the etzem by themselves. The Torah didn't give malchus because they're not considered roi la'achila, but when you go and eat the bone of a nevela, so you gave it chashivus and therefore you made it usher. But when it fell into a tarevis, the cat fell into my chalent, so I didn't really want to eat the cat. So there's no achshavei. So then the mechaber, many places can hold that there's no ester b'chlal. So the Baron says it's also b'shad in our tesis. Here I want to eat honey. Just there are legs of the bees in the honey. So my intention here is not in eating bees, it's in eating honey. So I wasn't machshiv the bees that are in my honey. So there's no achshavei, and therefore that's almost our mutter. Lashenki by gelatin, Rav Aaron says, there you're dafka taking the atzomas and using them to make gelatin. So that's an achshavei. You're making chashav to you to use the atzomas. And therefore it could be usher, like the Rambam says, that anytime that you eat a bone is usher, at least midrabanon. So I think by gelatin, by taking the atzomas of the nevel and using them, so there's an achshavei and therefore it could be usher. And if a woman, there's no raya from our taste, it's not that way. The point here in this Gemara, by the Achbar, the Gemara says that Ravina Sabar L'Shuri B'Mei Avichar Amar Loigara Mitruma. Ravina held that your Mishayar and Achbar and Shichra and beer for 1 in 100, because it's similar to Truma. The sheer bit of Truma is Echad U'Meya. So the Ravid, it says here in the Perush HaRavid and Avodah Zarah, writes that really, Ravina held that because it gives such a strong taste in Sheikhar, so therefore it gives taste like 1 to 100. Now then he says, like Truma, the Ravid says, it's a simin bialma. Because Truma, it's not the reason Truma is Echad B'nei, is not because it gives taste, stronger taste than other Isurim. It's not totally, the type of Isur doesn't affect how much taste it gives. Truma is a Chumra, either Dereis or Drabanan, Pashas, it's Drabanan. The Truma is Echad B'nei. Sad that Ravina said that this is the Echad U'meyek, Truma was a Simen B'Alma. That's what the Rabbi says. That's a way to remember it. That it's Echad U'meyek. Also, we know Truma's here the reason is because of the amount of taste that it gives. So its shear is 1 in 100. In Truma, it's a din, but that was just a way to remember what the shear is. However, in Taisus, it seems they learn not that way. Taisus asks, near Masal Sovar, that why did Ravina give it the shear of Truma, which is Echad B'Meya, we should have given it the shear of Arla. Arla is even more chumer than Truma. Arla is 1 in 200. So why did Ravina say that you only need 100 to be mevatel it? So Taisus answers that the reason that Arla is more chumer than Truma is because it's Asr Bahana, and Truma is Mutr Bahana. So in Achbar, which is Mutr Bahana, it's only Asr Bahachila, so Ravina compared it to Truma and not to Arla. The whole taste doesn't start Lefi the Ravid. Lefi the Ravid, really, Ravina was measured the taste of Achbar and Shichar to be 1 in 100. And Truma was just an example where we see another time in the Torah where we have the din of 1 in 100. So there's no place to ask, maybe it should be 1 in 200 like Arla. No, it's exactly 1 in 100. That's how much taste it gives. And Truma was just a simin. It seems that Taisa held not the way. Taisa held that beside Ravina, the Gevurah Ravina was that because it's more chomer than Shishim, it gives taste, and it's able to affect more than Shishim, so we don't have the din of Shishim. So we don't pick random numbers. Chazal gave Gedarim to things. There's Shishim, there's Meya, there's Mosayim. Normally, we gave the shear of Shishim is because things don't give taste more than Shishim. If an Achbar B'Shichra gives taste more than Shishim, then we no longer have the shear of Shishim. So we don't just say, it really gives taste to 1 in 70, so let's make it 1 in 70. We don't have any such numbers. We're not going to make up a new shear for this Achbar B'Shichra. Once it gives taste more than Shishim, so then it's out of the realm of Shishim. So it goes on to the next level of Chumra. So, and that there's two options. Truma is Echad U'meya, is Echad B'meya, and Arla is Echad B'Masayim. So it's true that Ravina is based on the fact that it has a strong taste. But the connection to Truma, according to Taisus, is not just a Simen B'Alma like the Ravid, that it was an example where it's Echad B'Meya. No, it's a Chumra. When something cannot have the Shear Shishim, it's more Chumra than that. So the next level up is a 1 in 100. So asks Taisus, why Dafka 1 in 100? There's another way of 1 in 200. Why did Ravina choose this over that? And that Taisus says, no. The Chumra that Arla has over Truma is because it's Asr Bahana. And Achbar, there's no tzad to compare the Achbar to Arla. The only tzad is to compare it to Truma, because that's another Isra Achila. So Isra Achilas, which are more chomer, Truma for its own reason, and Achbar for the reason because it has such a strong taste. So then we give them the shear of Echad U'Meya. That seems the way that Taisus learns the Gemara. The Gemara goes on to say that Rav Achoy measured an Achbar that fell into challah, to vinegar, and he measured it b'chamshin. That it's not 1 in 100, it's not 1 in 60, rather 1 in 50. So Taisus says, Taisus divrei maaseh shear b'challah, that beforehand we want to be more machmer than other isurim, regular isurim or shishim. And here this isur was meya, the Gemara Ravina wanted to say. And Rabbi Achoy we see fakert, that it's more kal, that it's b'chamishim. So Taisus says that there's a difference between vinegar and beer. In beer, the Achbar gives a stronger taste than regular Isurim. That's why I got the shear of Echad B'Meya. The shame came by vinegar. It's a weaker taste than other Isurim. That's why it's Echad B'Chamishim. That's the pshat of Taisus. Akaban, we find here a fascinating thing, which we don't find anywhere else, that a way to measure Isurim was 1 in 50. That Achbar B'Chala was 1 in 50. The klal always, everywhere in Seches Chulin and in all of Yerodea, is that all Isurim are B'Shishim. There are once in a while, there are very, very few examples, that Chazal or Mikol that said it, they said it's enough with Roiv. As long as there's more Heter than Isur, then it's enough with Roiv. But basically anything which is Noisin Tam, the klal is Shishim. Bishayin explained there that for sure there are things that don't give time till Shishim. The Ran says certain things only give time till 10 or till 20, but because there are some things, some Yisurim, that have such a strong taste that go to Shishim, so Chazal said everything needs Shishim. And here we find in our Gemara that Rabbi Choy wanted to measure Bechamishim, because in Chamishim there's already no time. Never did we find such a shear. Now we always to look in each case specifically and decide how much taste it is, and therefore to give it the shear of Chamishim. That's one hara. What's even a stronger question is that the Shita of Rashi in Chulin and the Rambam is that the shear of Shishim the Maisa is unrelated to taste. That even if we give, let's say if an Isra falls into a Heter, and there's no Shishim, we give it to a Goy, and he says, no, I don't taste Isra at all. So basically, the opinion of most Rishonim in Chulin is that it's Mutzer. Because the whole point is to know whether it gives Tam or doesn't give Tam. If I know from someone else tasting it, says that there's no Tam, so now it's Mutzer. However, Rashi and the Rambam hold not that way. Rashi and the Rambam hold that we don't give it to a Goy tasting it is irrelevant. Shir Shishim was a claw that Chazal gave. Hashem not smachted from the pasuk, like the Gemara says there in Chulin Daf Tzadiches. So it's a shear that you always need shishim. So Im Kain, our Gemara is mamish shver. How could Rabbi Choy said this taste is a weaker taste, and it's only bechamishim? No, it's true. It's a weaker taste. There's no taste, but we don't care about the actual taste. Anything which gives tam, in order to be mevatelit, shishim is a shear in bittel. You need 60 times of heter keneged iser in order to be mevatelit, even if there's no taste. Something which is its tam gets mixed up into the taravis, then it's more difficult to be mevatelet. Just like by truma, we were kaveya klal that you need meya, and by arlo that you need marsayim. So by isurim that are nice in tam, you need shishim. So how could Rabbi Choy say that because it's a weak taste, it's enough with chamishim? That's not much a big question. So the Chasam Sofer is open on this question. Says the Chasam Sofer because that an achbar, as we've seen, is a dover saruach. That's something that's disgusting. So even though in Chaymetz it gives a good taste, it explains in the Chasam Sofer that only a chelik of it is giving a good taste, only part of it. Not all of it, because it's dover mos, not all of it gives a good taste in Chaymetz. So if you have 50 keneged, the guf of the achbar, says the Chasam Sofer, it's includes in that shishim keneged the tam hamashbiach shebay. When you have an achbar that weighs 2 pounds, it's not that 2 pounds of it are giving good taste. At most, 80% of it is giving good taste. So 50 times the guf of the achbar will for sure include 60 times the good taste of it. That's his cheshvet. However, in Rashi, it's definitely not mashma that way. Rashi says by us that it came in the chaymet time of kosha loy boy shisin lipetule that filu bechamshin loyoyiv beitaima. Rashi says it doesn't even give taste to 50. It's mashma that it doesn't give taste bechlal. If you think some safer, the part that's giving taste gives taste to shisha. Just that part is pogum, so you weigh the two things out, and it comes out that there's not 50 connected the time of the time of the achbar. Rashi's mashu that in mitzius it doesn't give taste. The achbar will not affect the taste more than 50. And this is sharing in Shitas Rashi Chulin Daf Tzadiches. Rashi says that you always need shishim. You need shishim even though it won't give tam to less than shishim, but you always need shishim. However, it's possible to say though that there's a man domer there in Chulin Daf Tzadizayim and Beis. That we measure, that there's a different way to measure Yisurim. We pretend that Uchilu was an onion. And however much an onion would give taste, so this also gives taste. Rashi says there, and Daf Tzadizayim Amid Vimraschel Mishah Rinon, Rashi says, Akati lo ifsak hilchasa b'shishim. That we measure and how much taste it actually gives is before the halacha that we measure with shishim. So it could be that Rashi learns that in Echanami that kufut machlek is an argamara. Rabbi Choy held that there's no klal of shishim. We have to measure each thing and how much taste it gives. So therefore we can say the achbar, at 50 for sure won't give taste anymore. That's where you go with 50. But the maskon of our Gemara is that it's true the achbar is not giving taste any more than 50. We don't argue with the mitzias of Rabbi Choy. For sure won't give taste more than 50. But there's a klal that all these Yisurim in the Torah need shishim. And that's Kuvah Rashi learned his insight from our Gemara. There's another Rashi in Chulin that's mashed that way. Rashi earlier on the Tzadi Zayin Mabez. Rashi says, the first Rashi of Amar Abonim B'Shishim. Rashi says, Peperik Basrit Mesechas Avayda Zara, Paskin and Hilchas Abikoli Surin Shevatoira, Bein Basr Bechol Avayim Nishari Surin B'Shishim. Rashi says that we need Shishim is learned out from the Gemara in Avayda Zara, our Gemara in Daf Samech Tes, that Koli Surin Shevatoira need Shishim. And the Guva was the machlekes by us. Rabbi Choy held chamishim. They also mandamar min chulin that held that you measure each thing by as it is. But that mahalacha is that there's a klal that you always need chishim, irrelevant of how much taste. Learned out of a pasuk or an asmachta. Chazal gave a klal that in vatal isra you always need chishim. That Guva with the maskana of the Gemara is by us. Oh. We got to the Mishnah, Baruch Hashem, in the last few daf. We were zeicha to learn a lot of Yusaidus in Yonim of Yeridea, in Nesintam Lefkam. Now, Baruch Hashem, starting to a weiter, back to in Yonim that are more negated to Maseches Avodah Zarah. So, the Mishnah here gives different cases of leaving wine with the guy. And if the wine is Becheskes Hamish Tamer, so it's Mutter. But if it's not, Yisrael went away and he wasn't watching over the wine, it's not considered a good Shmir on the wine. Then the wine is usher, but only if there's enough time for the guy to actually open up the barrel, and that's machlekes tanakam and shemin gamliel. If he's tanakam or chayshis, the guy made a hole, and if he's shemin gamliel, we're not chayshis made a hole, only that he opened up the top of the chavis. That's the klal of the Mishnah. So in the second case of the Mishnah says haminiach yeno bekarin abitzina. If you left it with the guy in the boat and you went in, so nichos amedina barachat mutter. So the Gra and Shulchan Aruch, Tzimur Kuf Chav Tes, Sif Aleph, is like why the Mishnah says Hameiniach. Hameiniach is Lashon of Bidiyavit. If you left it, so it's Mutter. So why it's Mutter, then you could even do it L'chatchila. So the Gra brings that our Mishnah is a Makar to the Ramah says over there, in Kuf Chav Tes, Sif Aleph, Makar from the Mordechai, even in cases when the guy is watching your thing and it's Mutter, but you still l'chatchila should not leave the wine with the guy. Harchek min akir, you should distance yourself from things that look suspicious. The guy being in charge of your wine is not a good situation normally. So even in cases when we l'mais hold that it's mutter, but l'chatchila you shouldn't do that. That the Gra says that's the dik of the lashon of the Mishnah by us. Hameiniach yena bekarin. If you left it, so it will be mutter. Says the Gros brings that also the Mishnah, the meaning of Chulin, we see from the Gemara there, that the word Hashoichet is a Loshen B'dievet. That's not the proper way to Shech, but if it's Shech, then it could be Kosher. So also by us, Hameiniach Yenoi, but it's still not the right way to leave it. Well, another point here in this Mishnah is when the wine that's Becheskes Mishtamer, so it's Mutter, even though the guy has enough time to make a hole, or to open up or to open up the cover, but we're not chayshish. When the wine is b'chesed samishtamer, so we're not chayshish. So there's a nidan in the Rishonim. Which type of barrels are we referring to? Rishonim bring the sheet to Saravid. The Ravid says that we're talking about even to b'chadiyos psuches. Even though the barrel is open and it's very easy for the guy to touch, but because the guy is worried that the Yisrael is going to come, like the Mara says, that this chesed samishtamer means that the Yisrael can come b'derech haklasein. He can come in a way that the guy is unexpecting him to come, and the show will just appear, whatever. So the guy is always chayshish that the show is going to come. And therefore, says the Ravid, that even if the barrels are open, and he just stick his hand in at the top and touch the wine, but he's still mutter, because he's afraid to touch. However, says the Ravid, that's only by the case of by Sfino and Chanus, then the guy has no right to touch the wine. So then the guy is worried that the show is going to come and he won't touch. When you have your guy worker carrying your barrels of wine, so then the guy is carrying the barrel. He definitely has the right to move his hands around the barrel. That's the way he has to carry it. He's in charge of the barrel. So then if it's a chavis psucha, it's going to be usher, says the Ravid. Then it's only going to be mutter by stuma. When it's closed shut. But if the barrel is open, so then we have to be worried that the guy is going to touch it. That's the opinion of the Ravid. So the Ramban quotes this Ravid, and he says that it's very logical what the Ravid says. Makes a lot of sense. But the Ramban says, but it's not mashma in the Mishnah, that's the pshat. The Mishnah is mashma, it's all talking about the same case. If you derive it, the case changes. The Reisha is talking about only by stumais, and the rest of the Mishnah is even by psuchas. So the Ramban therefore argues on the Ravid. And the Ramban says that no, that the whole Mishnah is talking about psuchas. But but if it's psuchais, I mean, if it's mamish psuchais in the reisha, the Ramban is bothered with the question of the Ravid. I mean, the guy is stamazay can touch it because it's open on top. So Ramban says no. It's talking about that it has a pekak shel eitz. You just have a bottle cap on top of the barrel. So here he doesn't need to make a hole or to pry off the top of the cover In the cases when we have machlekes Tanakam and Shimon Gamliel, it's easier to take it off because it's becheskes hamishdamer. So we're not choshes that'll do anything. But if it be mamish open, the Rabban says, so then forget the ches hamishdamer. Stamazay, the guy can touch it. But just as he's carrying it, he can touch it. The Rabban speaks out that even though the mission doesn't mention that, in the other cases, in the case of the chanus and the svino, could be that it's mamish open. Here, at least it needs to have some cap on it, some pekak, something closing it up. So Rabban says that the mission doesn't speak it out is because it's some of the milsa that way. You don't carry a barrel of wine, and if the person carries a barrel of wine without a cover, then the wine is going to spill out. So normally when you're carrying wine, you have some sort of cover on it, just push that the wine shouldn't spill out. So the mission does not need to refer to that. But if it's mamish psuchais, then the Rabban agrees into the din, and then to the Ravid, that it's going to be usher. So and the Ravid learns that the Reish is talking about stumais mamish. The Rabban says, no, you don't need stumais mamish, but you need at least needs some cover to be on it. Some like bottle cap to be on it. So that there's no chash that the guy will touch it, stamas it. That's the Ramban and the Ravid. However, the Rush learns that no, that even my psucha is mamish, it's mutter in the Reisha. And the Ritva says that it's also mashmah that way in Rashi. Because Rashi says, in the case when it's usser, in the first case of Mavir the Chavis, when it's usser, Rashi says, imi diyo shemaflik shemitzrachik, the chaviyo is stumois hayu. In the case when it's usser, it's even though it's chaviyo is stumois, then we have to be chayshish, that then we come to machlekes Tanakam and Shimon Gamliel of how will we open it up. But in Mashinkin, in the case when it's mutter, when it's becheskes amishtamer, even if it's mamish psuchais, it's still mutter. So the Rush asks that if it's talking about psuchais mamish, tema, amay lechashinan, baloi bekal yachol liga. It's very easy for him to touch it, so why we're not chayshish? V'yesh loimar, kevin sheyedea ha'akum, sheyavsid ha'yishol yeno yimigaboy, the guy knows that the Yisrael is going to lose his wine if the guy touches it. So the guy, therefore the guy is afraid to, even to touch, even though the chavis is open. He's too afraid to touch. He knows that the Yisrael is watching every move that he does. And of course, once he touches the wine, it'll be also for the Yisrael. So therefore, even though it's open, we're not choshes that he's going to touch. So that's how the Rush explains. So it comes out we have three opinions here in the Rishonim. The opinion of the Rush and Rashi is that it's mutter even by psuchais mamish. The Ravid is that it's only by stumais. And the Raman says it's talking about that there was a pekak shel eitz, that some sort of cover, but not a glued in cover that he has to make a hole in order to open it up. Another point here is. The Mishnah says that if the Yisrael tells him that he's going away, so then it's aser. Dainu, if it's a chavis psucha, it's aser, and if it's a chavis stuma, so if there's enough time for the guy to make a hole in it or to open up the cover, that's machlikas tanakam and shemim gamliel. It's enough time for him to get inside, then it's aser. But that's the safe of the Mishnah. So here there's a machlekes Rishonim. What does it mean when Yisrael tells him shehu maflik? He's going far away. The Rush says that even the Yisrael didn't tell him where he's going. Yisrael just said, I'm going. And he didn't tell him where. So it still is usher. Because once the Yisrael is out of the picture, the Yisrael told the guy that I'm going, so the guy is no longer chayshirim to come back. Even though he could be coming derech haklasoin. The Yisrael just tells him that I'm going. He tells him shehu maflik, that I'm maflik, I'm going away. So then it's right away usher. That's the opinion of the Rush. However, the Ravid and the Rash say no. That only if you tell him how long you're going away for. If you tell him that I'm going to daven mincha, it'll be 15 minutes, so then he knows he has 15 minutes. If you tell him I'm going go to the bathroom, it'll take 1 minute, so he knows that he only has 1 minute. It's only if the guy knows that he has enough time to get the chavis open, then it'll be chayshish. But if Yisrael just says, I'm going, and he does, and there's an indefinite amount of time, how long it will take, so then the guy is always worried that Yisrael will come back, and he doesn't ask her. We're not chayshish that the guy will do anything, because he's always worried that Yisrael will come back. But the Rosh also knows that once you told him, Shum Aflig, I'm going away, then the guy already feels secure in himself. And therefore he answers. In Rashi, it's mashman like the Rosh. Rashi says, "V'im idea shemaflig." Rashi says, "Shemisrachik." The Yisrael said, "I'm going away." He didn't say how long and to where. And already in that, it's called that he's maflag and it's aser. Another point, the Gemara asks, Hei shidom mecheskes ha-mishtamir. What's called the cheskes ha-mishtamir? The Gemara says at the end that it means that bolo derech ha-klosin. So Taisus, in the Gemara called Hei shidomi, it's a very basic question. That the mission itself tells us a difference. In the sefer of the mission, it says that if the Yisrael tells him that he's being maflig, so then it's aser. So the cheskes ha-mishtamir of the Reisha means that he didn't tell him that he's being maflig. And then it's mutter. Why do they have to find the new pshat in the Reisha of the mission? So Taisa says, no, that why did the Reisha say anything? Why did the Reisha mention the point of cheskes ha-mishtamir? Reisha should just say nothing. Reisha should just say that it's mutter. And the Seifa says that if Yisrael tells him that he's going far away, then it's aser. And we'll figure out on our own that the Reisha must be talking about that Yisrael didn't tell him anything. And Stamad Demil says that it's mutter. The fact that the Reisha added in cheskes ha-mishtamir proves that no, that even when the Yisrael did not tell him anything maflik, even though the Yisrael did not say a word, but because the guy sees the Yisrael going away, so the guy thinks everything is okay, and it should be aser, unless there's some added chimur of cheskes ha-mishtamir. The fact that the Mishnah mentioned cheskes ha-mishtamir can tell me that you need a new level of shmira, and that level is derech ha-klosin. So that's the maskana of the Gemara, is that you always need derech ha-klosin. That even when the Yisrael doesn't say anything, it'll be usher. Unless there's a way that the Yisrael can come back there, and the guy is choshesh for that. That's the ratio of the Mishnah. And the next case of the Mishnah says that if the Yisrael tells him that he's maflig, so it's usher, means that it's usher even though there's a derech haklosin. I know, according to Taisus, in order to be matir, we need two things. Number one, that there's a derech haklosin, and that he didn't tell him that he's being maflig. But when he told him that he's being maflik, it's also even though there's a derech haklosin. That's the way it's passing in Shulchan Aruch, in Simin Kuf Chavtes, Sif Aleph. You need both of them in order to be makel. That there is a derech haklosin, and he did not tell him that he's being maflik. That's according to Taisus. The Ramban and the Rashba learn that the question of the Gemara is, again, back to the question, the Gemara's question is, what was the Gemara at Shver? What's the Chesed Mishtamer? Let's say that it means that you did not tell him that you're being maflik. Says the Ramban, that the seifa, that when you didn't tell him you're being maflig, it's referring to chaviyos stumos. But the reisha that says, the reisha talking even on chaviyos psuchos, because they're becheskes ha-mishtamer, so therefore they're mutter. That's what the reisha is referring to. So the Gemara asks, what's this added level of becheskes ha-mishtamer, which you need by chaviyos psuchos? And that the answer is derech haklosin. So if either Ramban, by chaviyos psuchos, you need derech haklosin, and by chaviyos stumos, you don't need derech haklosin. We could be mekel even without derech haklosin, as long as you did not tell him that you're being maflig. So that's mutter. That's according to the Ramban. However, according to Taisvis, Simas Advarim of Taisvis Mashat, you always need derech haklosin. Even by chaviyos stumos, we always need derech haklosin. That's what Mashat also in Shulchan Aruch, though Shulchan Aruch is not machalik, in Siman Kuf Chavtes, Sif Aleph, that in all cases, it's aser, unless you have a derech haklosin. But if either Ramban, by chaviyos stumos, we do not need derech haklosin. One last point here in this sugya is the Gemara Namad Beis. The Gemara says that l'mayis da halacha is like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, that we're not choshesh for the goy making a hole. And the Gemara says also that halacha is like Rebbe Lezer, that we're not choshesh for a ziyuf. So in Cain, why can we not give wine for a guy to watch? Answers the Gemara that we're choshesh for Shaicha. Choshesh for Shaicha. Rashi explains that it's a very small hole in the cover of the chavis, and the wine comes out and the smell comes out from there. And maybe the guy made this hole and he touched the wine. That's the reason why we can't give wine to a guy to watch, because of Shaicha. Taisa says that in Cain, when there's no chashash of Shaicha, it's a very long Taisa, here to be Masul Mai, that when there's no chashash of Shaicha, like you covered over the cover in a way that if the guy breaks it, makes even a small hole, it'll be recognizable. When there's no chashash of Shaicha, so then it's mutter. You can have a guy watch your wine, and you can also, since to be the most nogea in times of the Rishonim, if you want to send wine to another Jew, and the messenger, was a guy, so Taisa says, when there's no chashash of Shaicha, so then it's mutter. However, Taiz brings the opinion of Rabbeinu Yitzchak ben Yehuda that It says that the whole time the Gemara was Mekel was only in their times, when barrels were made out of cheres, pottery. But in our times, the barrels are made out of wood, so there's a chashash that the guy will stick a knife in between the planks of the barrel to take out some wine. And by doing that, he's going to touch the wine. That's the opinion of Tesis. That's why Tesis Bizman Azeh, we cannot send wine with the guy, even though the Gemara says only chashash is sheicha, and when there's no chashash of sheicha, so we don't have to worry about it. But that's not applied to Bizman Azeh. That's the opinion of Rabbeinu Yitzchok Ben Yehuda. If our Tesis says, it brings that the Ri argues, the Ri holds that even Bizman Azeh it's mutter. The Ri says, even in the Gemara, we only find the chashash is in the cover. We never find chashash about what's going on in the sides of the barrel. So he says, you don't have to be chayish of that bichlal, and even bizman hazeh, it's mutter to send wine with the guy, as long as it's closed up well, you could send wine with the guy. Ma'aseh this is a machoikas in Shulchan Aruch had a paskin, between the Mechaber and the Ramah, in Simin Kuf Lamed, Sif Aleph, the Mechaber paskins like the Rebbe Yitzchok ben Yehuda to be machmir, and the Ramah paskins like the Ri, who is Mekel. Tesis brings at the end of the Tesis an important point from the Rashbam that the chashash, we don't have to be chashash nowadays that the guy switched the wine or that he switched bad, took your good wine and gave bad wine instead, or put in water instead of wine. But there's no chashash that the guy would do something like that. So then there's no problem. We don't have to be chashash that the guy touched. Because nowadays our goyim, even if they're Ovid Avodah Zarah, says the Rashbam, but they're not Menaseh Yain for Avodah Zarah. So we don't have to be chayish the guy who touches the wine, unless it's concludes. Unless there's a very big hole, then derech misasik he can touch it. But when he has to specifically go and touch it, there's a small hole in the wine and in the bottle, and he has to specifically go touch it. So we're not chayish b'sman hazeh, even though if you touch it, he would answer. But because the whole iser is because of yayin nesach and b'sman hazeh, our goyim are not menaseh chayin for avodah zarah. So we do not need to be chayish. This is passing in the Raman in Simin Kuf Chav Dalid Sif Dalid. The Raman says, "Yesheirim the bizman hazem shein akum menaschin afilu einu nitfas kaganiv shari." Even if the akum is not worried that you're going to catch him as a ganiv, he feels secure. But we don't have to. You don't have to worry. The Yevad at least doesn't answer the wine. Elim king yeshlochush shenagu lishtayz imenu olano acheres. Unless he has a specific reason to use the wine to drink or some other reason like to switch it. But in a small bottle where there's no chashash that he touched it by misasik, so you don't have to be worried. This is all very negay lemaisa. If a person has in their house a non-Jewish babysitter or a cleaning lady, and you walk out of the house for a few minutes, in a case when you could be even told them that you're being maflig, and do we have to worry? Is your wine usher b'di'evit? So when there's a chashash that they might drink some of the wine, so then your wine is a sure usher. But if that's not the case, you have to know your cleaning lady. If that's not the case, there's no chashash that they would drink the wine or switch the wine. So then you don't have to be chayish b'zman hazeh for the fact that they might touch it. Like it's passing the Ramo over here. You should go ask your rabbi, but that's what comes out of the sugya and the halacha l'maisa. However, as we mentioned earlier from the Ramo in Kuf Chav Tes Sif Aleph, that l'chatchila, one should never be mafkid wine with the goy. That harchik menakiur, that chatchila one should avoid such a situation. But b'di'evit, if you did it by mistake, mechara the wine is much of b'di'evit. That's mechara comes out of the sugya. That's all for today.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.